KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 52. Not nearly as windy, winds northwest at 10 to 15. Yesterday, we broke a record high for that date, 76 degrees beat 75 that we set in 2015. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening voted 4-1 with Nicholas Hunt against extending the mask mandate until April the 5th. Masks will continue to be encouraged for students in grades K through 5 and expected for students in grades 6 through 12 and where social distancing could not be obtained. Their decision followed a lengthy discussion, which included acknowledgement the county's positivity rate is currently under 10% and that most teachers who wanted the COVID vaccine have or will receive it before spring break. Superintendent Steve Barber spoke about a survey of teachers and staff.
I received 164 responses. They were anonymous, so there's no names associated with it. 75.2% have received at least one shot, and there's, I think, 9 individuals that hadn't received one yet, but were waiting for a call from Cass County.
The majority also had received their second vaccination. Anyone linked to education in the school district, he said, had the opportunity to be vaccinated. Nicholas Hunt said he was in favor of doing away with the district-imposed mandate, at least with regard to students being outside during recess.
We're over the period where somebody's going to get really sick and die. You know, and I'm talking about the staff. Staff have the opportunity to get a shot.
In other business, the Atlantic School Board passed a resolution approving the plans, specifications, and form of contract for the high school parking lot and sidewalk improvements. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm said there were 6 bids in all, which came in under the engineer's estimate of $728,892. The low bidder was Precision Concrete Services, or PCS, of Atlantic, at just over $620,000. The school board expressed their frustration also with the status of the district's athletic facilities project. Superintendent Steve Barber said it was, despite the fact the weather has cooperated, they've experienced issues with the original PCC, or Portland Cement Concrete, contractors, and one has taken over.
On a time frame, 2 things that must come together in order for us to have success this spring and summer yet. Baseball, softball complex is really going to probably depend on how much grass we get in the outfield. We can get a real wet spring, and that could cause some problems finishing up some of those things, but there's time to get that work done.
At the high school, some grading is needed, he said, on the dirt work and rocks on the infield. Barber said the asphalt plant isn't likely to open, though, until the second week of April.
And if that is the case, and we don't get a warmer spring, and that's the day it actually opens, it's going to be nearly impossible to get that track done before the end of May.
Dave Sturm added, everything hinges on that asphalt plant opening up. In other business, the school board approved Superintendent Barber's recommendation for changes to the 2020-21 school calendar to make up for lost hours on snow days by adding May 26th and May 19th, also May 27th and 28th, and dismissing 90 minutes early on that Friday. Those changes, he said, would result in a total of 14 and a half hours and bring a total to 1,082 and a half, which thereby meets the state requirements and provides flexibility, he said, in case we need to start school one day late. The Atlantic School Board also approved several resignations and contract recommendations. Governor Kim Reynolds on Wednesday signed an executive order launching a new child care task force to develop a comprehensive strategy to address child care shortage and barrier to work in Iowa. The governor also announced awardees of 2 child care grant programs totaling more than $13 million and contributing to the creation of more than 4,000 new child care slots across the state. The Department of Human Services and Iowa Workforce Development worked together to strategically award more than $12 million from the DHS investing in Iowa's child care funding program and over $1 million in child care challenge grants to all eligible applicants throughout the state. Child care challenge grants support community projects to establish local child care facilities, while DHS funding provides support for equipment, personnel, training, and supplies for new or ongoing child care facilities. To capitalize on the investment and in furtherance of the recommendation of the Governor's Economic Recovery Advisory Board, Governor Reynolds, as mentioned, announced an executive order to establish that new child care task force, which will be led by Emily Schmidt with Sukup Manufacturing. In 100 days, the task force will present recommendations to the governor to address Iowa's child care crisis. Additional members of the task force representing business, nonprofit, and community organizations, child care providers, and local government include, but are not limited to, Diana Williams with the Ann Wickman Child Care Center and YMCA in Atlantic, Jenna Ramsey with the Stanton Community Development Corporation, and Raven Walker with Child Development Home Provider based in Council Bluffs. Finally in the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said they had received a report of an odd call. It starts out automated and says, "This is Cass County, please press 1 or whatever number." Then the automated voice says, "Thank you and goodbye." And while that sounds familiar to phone calls that are outgoing from the jail, unless the person knows someone who is in jail, they probably would be confused. The official said they don't think this is a scam exactly, but it's not clear what it is in reference to. And they just wanted people to be aware of those occurrences. That's a check of the news on KJAN. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.